Hello and welcome to Enneagram-ish, where we talk honestly about the Enneagram, growth, and the ugly, messy, wonderful art of living. My name is Valentine and I'll be your host. Welcome back, friends, to episode 7. And today I want to talk about levels of health within the Enneagram. So, as I often say, the Enneagram is a vast system that has both breadth and depth, which means there's a lot of information and you can use all of it or you can just use the pieces that feel helpful. Specifically, one of the ways the Enneagram is multidimensional is it offers both horizontal and vertical levels. What do I mean by this? Well, the 9 Enneagram types are horizontal, which means that no one type is objectively better than any other type, even though it might not feel that way. So there's nothing inherently better about being a type 9 than being a type 5. All the types have their own strengths and challenges. That's on a horizontal level. Vertical levels, however, recognize that there are optimal and less optimal ways of being. And one of the vertical levels in the Enneagram is the levels of health. So let's get into it. Levels of health within the Enneagram recognize that though your type will never change, you can move from healthier ways of being your type to less healthy ways of being your type and vice versa. So you're always going to be an 8, but in one moment of your life, you could be the healthiest 8 there ever was, and in another moment, you could be the least healthy 8 to ever see the sun. This is where the levels of health come in. Levels of health are split into 3 ranges, each containing 3 levels, and they are the healthy range containing levels 1 to 3, the average range with levels 4 to 6, and the unhealthy range with levels 7 to 9. So altogether, there are 9 levels of health within each type, and this explains why people of the same type at different levels of health may act very differently. So the levels of health act as a measuring stick to see how healthy you are specific to your type. Most people live somewhere in the average range. When life turns really bad, like say there's something catastrophic that happens, you lose a job, a loved one dies, some traumatic event, really anything that shakes the state of your life and that's beyond your ability to cope well, you could move up in level or even range. However, when you do a lot of work on yourself, understanding your behaviors and why you act the way you do, and then slowly changing the way you think and act, it's also possible to move down in level or range. Oh, and if that's not complicated enough, your level can change throughout the day. Someone spills some hot coffee on your new slacks while you're wearing them, suddenly you're feeling a lot less compassionate. A useful way I heard to think about it is to imagine a vertical wooden pegboard with 9 slots. And for most of us, our pegs are parked somewhere in the average range in levels 4 to 6. Attached to that peg is a rubber band, which can move either up or down in a day or week or month, and these would be the more day-to-day changes. Moving the peg itself, though, so moving levels, is harder and often requires a major change. So let's look at what happens within each range of health, and then we'll use a case study to help clarify. In the healthy range, so in levels 1 to 3, a person will exhibit the best parts of their personality. They will find themselves responding instead of reacting because they, and not their ego, is in control. They have more space when making decisions and have more options when it comes to responses because they're not simply reacting by reflex. For example, you've had a bad day and someone cuts you off in the grocery line. Instead of reacting reflexively and saying or doing something rude or insulting that would escalate the situation, maybe you calmly tap them on the shoulder and ask them to move behind you. Or maybe you pull out your phone and let it go. But whatever it is, you have more options when you're in the healthy range. In the average range, levels 4 to 6, where most of us are, you behave quote-unquote normally. You're managing your life okay and things get done, but you're not terribly self-aware of your own thoughts and behaviors. You might be more reactive, depending on the level, and your ego or the stories you tell about yourself are more in control. It might feel harder to change your responses to challenging situations because you're reacting by instinct. In that grocery store example, maybe your response at this level is to use your cart to accidentally knock their Achilles heel. And finally, there is the unhealthy range, which includes levels 7 to 9. At this point, things are bad. You're engaging in behaviors that are directly destructive to yourself or others. Almost everything is reactive, and you may have even slightly lost touch with objective reality. You're acting from a defensive place with reactions that are mostly automatic. It's a scary place, to be honest. But the good news is that it's not a common place to find yourself, and most people don't stay here. By this point, it's usually really clear that something is seriously wrong, and you'll probably reach out for help. So there are descriptions of what each level of health looks like in each type, and if you're interested, that information's out there. Just look for Riso and Hudson's work. Levels of health can be helpful for yourself if you've been feeling off lately to check in with this information on your type's level of health. So let's go through the ranges using a case study of type 8. Type 8s are also known as the challenger or the protector, and this is because they are high energy, willful, and charismatic people who love a challenge. 8s will present as strong and industrious, but they struggle with feeling and expressing softer emotions like vulnerability. One of the hallmarks of 8s is that where most other types will move away from conflict, 8s will often move towards and be energized by conflict. 8s have a highly attuned antenna to where the power lies in a room, and specifically where power is being stripped or where others are being treated unjustly. So let's look at the ranges of health of an 8. Within the healthy range, in levels 1 to 3, 8s are decisive, generous, and morally courageous, with a focus on the greater good and championing the oppressed. Healthy 8s are compassionate and intuitive, and they lean into a protective role, using their ample energy to take care of people they love and causes they care about. Where the 8's ego would usually lead them to be more controlling, in the healthy range, 8s know their power and know when to exercise self-restraint. Now let's discuss average 8s. Average 8s are self-sufficient, risk-taking, and domineering. They can be forceful and arrogant and combative. Though naturally confident, average 8s might become insecure about being able to meet their own goals and then begin to stockpile resources and allies to help reach those goals. Life can start to feel competitive and like a zero-sum game to average 8s, and these 8s may begin to adopt a no-nonsense attitude where pragmatism and power are the name of the game and where there is little room for emotion or fun. The further up the level an average 8, the more rigid and oppositional they become, with a desire for obedience from the people in their lives. Finally, let's look at 8s in the unhealthy range in level 7 to 9. 8s in the unhealthy range cannot stand any attempt to control them. They can be ruthless and reckless and may feel invulnerable. They may have pushed away all their relationships. They likely won't trust the people around them and thus simply try to control them. Within the unhealthy range, there is little regard for what is moral or right or even legal, which is the opposite of how healthy 8s view the world. Keep in mind that finding yourself in this range is quite rare and usually brief. As you can see, even though this is all personality type 8, the differences in behaviors across the levels of health are stark. And so that's just one of the reasons why two people of the same type may look and act very differently. I hope that was helpful, and I hope you'll stick around for more. See you soon, friends. Thank you for listening to Enneagram-ish with me, Valentine. Our logo was designed by the fabulous Aya Yakub, and our audio engineer is the phenomenal Frank Ogeto, who also created our theme song. If you're liking what you're hearing, please like and subscribe on your platform of choice, and come hang out with us on our Instagram page at Enneagram_ish. If you've got the time, consider leaving us a comment on Apple Podcasts, because feedback is queen. Thanks again.